This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky released a video statement on Saturday saying Ukraine will get stronger after the Group of Seven summit in Japan. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak was among the G7 leaders Zelensky met with as he attended the summit as an invited guest. The Ukrainian leader said he thanked Sunak for helping reinforce Kyiv's aerial abilities as it battles Russian forces within its own borders. U.S. President Joe Biden told G7 leaders on Friday Washington supports joint allied training programs for Ukrainian pilots using F-16 fighter jets. Senior U.S. officials said, providing another significant endorsement as Kyiv seeks to boost its air power against Russia. Russian mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin said on Saturday his Wagner fighters had completed the capture of Bakhmut, Reuters correspondent Edward Barn reports.
Prigozhin made the claim in a video in which he appeared in combat fatigues in front of a line of fighters holding Russian flags and Wagner banners. Today at 12 noon, Bakhmut was completely taken, he said. Ukraine rejected the claim and said fighting was still going on. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malia described the situation in Bakhmut as, quote, critical, and said Ukrainian troops were maintaining a defense in the southwestern part of the city. Bakhmut has been the focus of the longest and bloodiest battle of Russia's war in Ukraine, which is nearly at the end of its 15th month.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. White House and Republican congressional negotiators on raising the U.S. debt ceiling were not expected to meet on Saturday after talks on Friday failed as the country inched closer to the debt ceiling deadline on June the 1st. This is VOA News. Italian authorities say a region in the north will remain on red alert as more rains are expected to fall in a community where flooding has already claimed 14 lives, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages still isolated from highways, electricity, and cell phone service. The rains have caused 24 rivers and tributaries to burst their banks, displacing more than 15,000 people. Climate experts say the floods are the result of extreme weather phenomena that are becoming increasingly frequent around the world. These include prolonged spells of drought punctuated by intense periods of rain that can't be absorbed by the parched ground. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Democratic Republic of Congo security forces fired tear gas and fought running battles in the streets of the capital Kinshasa with anti-government protesters demonstrating on Saturday over alleged irregularities in voter registration. The protesters are also angry over the rising cost of living and prolonged insecurity in the east of the country, where armed militias and rebel groups have killed hundreds and displaced over a million. Around a dozen protesters were detained by security forces just after the start of the demonstration, which was called for by opposition leaders. The founder of a nonprofit group is accused of making up a story about homeless U.S. military veterans being evicted from a New York hotel to make room for migrants, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Republican State Assemblyman Brian Maher, who helped spread the story, is now calling for an investigation, saying he and others were duped by Sharon Tony Finch. She had claimed her nonprofit was housing vets that were kicked out of an upstate hotel after New York City's mayor sent migrants there. The hotel said it was untrue. The Mid-Hudson News reports homeless men from a shelter claim they were hired as part of the ruse. Maher says he spoke with Tony Finch Thursday and learned the story about homeless vets being displaced was false. Julie Walker, New York.
Mexico City's Benito Juarez International Airport resumed operations on Saturday after it suspended flights for hours due to ash spewing from a nearby volcano. The airport halted operations for more than 5 hours. Several flights were delayed, others canceled. The volcano, some 72 kilometers southeast of Mexico City, has been active since 1994. And is closely monitored by scientists, cameras, and sensors because of danger to millions living nearby. Earlier this week, several towns closed schools due to volcanic ash. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.